At Lunch is live here from Grand SA's Nampo Harvest Day, and many partners and friends that are here today. And at the NWU, they believe that real progress will come from collaboration between universities, industry, government and communities. And today with me here in the studio is Prof. Bismarck Tyobeka, the Principal and Vice Chancellor of the NWU. Prof, welcome here to At Lunch, and what a beautiful day it is here at Nampo.
Thank you very much, Pulani. It's good to be here. Beautiful weather, sunny, and it will get warmer, I think.
I love the idea of it getting warmer. Can be quite cold here in Central South Africa. So I think South Africa and agriculture, we've been going through a bit of a tough time. There is a lot of pressure, food security concerns, climate change, economic instability, and then more recently, foot and mouth disease. From your perspective, how do we address these challenges and shape a better future of agriculture in South Africa?
Yeah, as you said, lots of challenges. I mean, let's start with climate change. We have serious issues with climate change. Look at the weather this year. It's just so cantankerous, you know. We are worried about farmers getting access to their fields to harvest because of the wetness and perhaps the wastage of the grain. So I think one of the things we must do, we cannot stop climate change from happening. We can slow it down, and by bringing in innovative ways such as, you know, smart agriculture, using less fertilizers, better soil management, and of course ensuring that we are climate friendly in our agricultural practices. As far as other challenges, you've mentioned, economic challenges. We have serious problems, but it starts with fixing the basics first. Access to land. We need more farmers, and if there is no there is no land available, if the land reform is so slow, we cannot get more farmers, because you cannot get finance to farm if you do not have land tenure, if you do not have security of tenure of the farm that you occupy. We know that a lot of government land is still on leases. We think that particular issue must be accelerated so that more farmers can come on stream and be able to get capital to farm and secure our food security. Of course, the issue of biosecurity is one of the vexing issues we've seen this year. I'm at Nampo today. It's almost half the first day attendance because we have no animals here. Foot and mouth disease has really decimated the life of the farmers. Just last week I was in Kronstadt at an information day about foot and mouth disease, and farmers, they were very devastated by the fact that the rollout of the response to foot and mouth disease by government has, in their view, been very, very slow. And I think we can be more agile in dealing with biosecurity challenges. This is not the first time. We'll have more. We've had it before. We'll have more biosecurity challenges, and therefore we need to be agile. We need to have proper response measures in place, and at the very least involve everyone, all the stakeholders, to be able to act faster to combat this. Ultimately, I think the issue of infrastructure. The roads are bad. Access to farms. Farmers must take their harvest to the market. But with the very bad infrastructure that we see around, it's also costing them more. The fuel prices have gone up, so the geopolitical challenges. We believe that government must do more in, trade diplomacy. Negotiating better tariffs for our farmers. I mean, we're all crossing our fingers on the AGOA situation, and we hope that ultimately sanity will prevail and we'll be able to salvage AGOA and open up even more markets international for our farmers. Food security is a real threat to Africa and to us as South Africa, so we must act.
Prof, you spoke a couple of times about food security. So what do you think the role of the NWU is, or what role can you play when it comes to food security in South Africa?
As I said, I believe we need more farmers. Now, if we train more farmers from the universities, ours in particular, which is situated in a province that depends a lot on agriculture. Agriculture is a big employer in our province, in the farms. So we need to train more farmers, and training more farmers means we can increase the output of production. of course, whilst fixing some of the things I spoke about, such as access to capital and dealing with the issue of crime against the farmers. Because let's face it, crime affects all of us. But when you have a situation where there's a lot of theft in the farms and a lot of murders in the farms, that becomes a direct threat to food security. You kill one farmer, you're killing a big chunk of the nation, because then the production stops or the production from that particular farmer is affected. Mm-hmm. So we need to be real about this. As Northwest University, we're bringing on board some of the solutions. For example, we have the AgriHub. Our Pinar's Camp farm in Pochifrom is now invested in smart agriculture methods, drought-resistant crops, and advanced irrigation methods to ensure that we can be able to combat some of the climate change challenges by getting more and more into research and development. So universities have got the role to play, produce more farmers, get more knowledge to combat the problems that we have through research, investing more in research.
That sounds incredible. Sounds like a big task for the NWU and for all of us South Africans, but I think that we can do it.
Of course, we are capable of doing it. We are a resilient nation, as the president would always say, and all we need to do is just to get our minds into it and get it done.
Prof, thank you so much. Thank you for joining us here today at Grain SA's Nampo Harvest Day.
It's a pleasure. Thank you very much.
That is Prof. Bismarck Yobega. He's the Principal and Vice Chancellor of the NWU. You can listen to this conversation we've just had again. You can do so on our website, ofm.co.za.